Some of the people who cheered and hooted and urged them on were still laboring under the delusion that what was happening was not real. That bubble quickly burst. In a movement quicker than the eye could follow, Puma Lee stepped behind Stinger. Before he could react, she took hold of his elbows and lifted, raising and trapping his arms above his head.
What the?
Though they hadn't rehearsed this part of the show, Chiz knew exactly what to do. Closing on the bodyguard, he grabbed hold of the top of his armored vest and ripped it down and off. Then he gripped the man's shirt and stripped it down around his waist.
Jesus! Don't!
What special effects treat this? What high-tech movie magic? A make-believe torso spurting blood from clusters of broken arteries. The folks in the front row knew the action was real. The blood that hit them was hot, and the smell that wafted over them, the smell of punctured guts as Chiz continued to root around in the man's body cavity, there was no way to fake that. Puma slung the corpse aside. People at the front edge of the mob tried to retreat, but were blocked by those behind them who refused to budge. Likewise, the two security teams found retreat impossible. And then there was the chorizo. A Mexican sausage so spicy that it was colored orange from all the chili powder and red peppers it contained. But the main thing about chorizo was the grease. When squeezed out of its casing into a hot skillet, or in this case, on a hot grill, the mound of spiced pork released pungent clouds of steam and a cascade of chili-tinted animal fat. Fat that was scraped off the grill with a spatula and into a gutter that dripped into a 5-gallon plastic bucket. A bucket long overdue for dumping. The 3-person staff of Señor Chorizo, all wearing mini sombreros and sequined red felt vests over their aprons, had already jumped ship. As they were all Guatemalan nationals and not fully Americanized Californians, the sight of brutal murder did not immediately make them think about popcorn and an extra large soda. It made them think of death squads, which in turn sent them on their heels, aprons flapping. If there was perfume of the damned, this was it. Red chili, cumin, turmeric, coriander, garlic, a hint of clove. With a higher annual income than the GNP of some island nations, Chiz Graham and Puma Lee could have had literally anything or anyone that their hearts desired. But all they wanted was that slops bucket of chorizo grease. The security teams tracked Chiz and Puma with their weapons as the movie stars jumped the counter of the Mexican food shop in a single bound, like they had springs on the soles of their shoes. None of the security guys wanted to shoot. Or rather, they all wanted to shoot, but the consequences of such an act were too unthinkable. Shooting unarmed civilians in the line of duty was one thing. Shooting unarmed, famous, and rich civilians was another. If the first was a no-no, the second was the Empire State Building of no-nos. Chiz and Puma ignored all the handguns and shotguns pointed at their backs. They were too busy struggling over who would take the first gulp from the chorizo bucket.
Give it!
No, you give it! Give it to me!
Both had a firm grip on the container's rim. Neither would relent, though the sides of the bucket bowed outward. Neither would relent, because he or she knew that to give the other the first taste would mean that there would be none left. The bucket split down the sides, and the rich orange oil splashed over their bare legs, shoes, and the black tile floor. Chiz flung himself face down and began lapping at the grease. Puma, now in full control of the slops bucket, took a moment to pour what little remained down her throat. Then she, too, played human rag mop with her tongue.
This is the LAPD SWAT team. Put your hands where we can see them and slowly, I repeat, slowly, rise up from behind the counter.